Meeting to order. Call the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, special meeting to order at 6:35 PM. Could we please stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance? All right, Pledge of Allegiance, flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Karen, you want to do roll call?
Richard Bartholomew?
Here.
John Kaworik?
Here.
Sam Palastro?
Here.
Earl Robinson? Anthony Safiri? Jeffrey Bell?
Here.
Ray Bowers? We have four members.
Okay. Let's go to the public portion. Anybody from the public have anything to bring to the meeting that's not on this regarding this applicant? All right. There's nobody else here from the public that has had the applicant in us. So I'm going to close the public portion. Let's go on to approval of the minutes from March 23rd. Everybody get those?
Yes.
Yes.
Does anybody have a motion?
Jeffrey made the motion. I'll second it.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Any discussion on the motion or the minutes? If not, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Nobody. Okay. All right. Now, this is some information for the applicant. Jeffrey, you're going to have to be a voting member. You're not an alternate tonight.
Okay.
Where did he go? Jose, for this board, you need four affirmative votes or four votes for your variance to get it to pass. We right now only have four members. Normally there's five. We can have the meeting with four, but all four would have to vote in favor of approving your variance. You have the option to either have us hear the application tonight or wait till next month and see if we have five people. Your option. One of those is muted. I don't hear anything.
One doesn't have sound, so whatever.
Maybe the one that's, Jose, I can't hear you on one of these two.
I see three muted.
Hello, you can hear me or no?
Yes. All right, did you hear all that about the needing four people to vote in favor? We right now have four people here for the meeting.
Yeah, we can do it the meeting today, so.
Okay. All right, then I'll let you present your application and it's, location of affected premises, 206 Hawkins Street in Derby, appealing Derby zoning regulations 195.13E7 to reduce minimum side yard setback from 8 feet to 2.6 feet. All right, go ahead and you can present your application.
Yeah, but that is the existing garage. It's not a new building.
That existing garage is exactly the same size as the old garage?
It's like a 10 feet more longer, but it's not more, but or something. Because before it's 38, so right now it's 40 feet. So it's like 8 feet, something like that. It's not more bigger than that one. So before it's 38.
Okay.
Yeah, that's existing, but that one is old. So it's everything is Rarex, you know, the walls and the stats and everything, because it's a wood siding. It's not like a like aluminum siding or vinyl siding, you know.
Okay. So what on this application, what is the unreasonable hardship that you had to make that garage bigger in that exact same place?
Yeah, I do the permit for the for the city, but it's not for that one. So when I to get the permit for the I try to do it in a shed in my yard, you know, and they say you can need to 9 feet from each side and the back side of my yard and one side and three sides, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm not doing that. I'm just remodeling my garage, but my mistake is I'm not notified or get another permit, so I can rebuild my garage. So that's the issue. I can do it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that just as the same place. Just as the long one is a little bit more longer, but the wider is same what it was before.
And it's 10 feet wide.
Yeah, it's 10 feet.
All right.
Is the work already done?
Yeah, just I need to put the garage door. That's it. That just everything framing is in, so everything is roof and siding is ready.
So you pulled a permit. What were the dimensions on the permit that you were you pulled a permit, correct?
But it's not for that one. So it's I tried to do it a big shed in the backyard. But the city say I can't do it like a close to my line, you know.
Correct.
So and they say okay, you're not a building over there. So I never canceled that permit, and so that's my mistake. Just rebuilding my garage is so just fix it because it was before, you know.
Well, there's a difference between fixing it to where it was before and then adding 10 feet to it. And the other thing, the permit you got, you could put that building on the lot and not need to come to see us. That was the other thing. He gave you a permit you got the permit, right, to build the shed or put the shed in?
Yeah, but
and it would have to just meet the requirements, 8 feet back or I don't have all of it right here. Hang on. And that would fit. 195. Yeah, so minimum. Accessory building, 8 feet from the rear and 8 feet from the side. So you could have put the other building in there because he gave you a permit. You didn't have to come see us. This one, he would have given you a permit to build it in exactly the same place, exactly the same size, because it's a non-conforming building. What you did was increase the non-conformity of it by making it bigger without a permit. I just want to get that clear. Okay.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions, John or Sammy or Jeffrey?
Well, I'm seeing the letter from Mr. Steferi from 200 Hawkins Street saying that he agrees that there was an existing structure where this is, mm-hmm. and he sees no problem rebuilding the structure where it was and the additional, the additional shed attached to the garage.
No, it's just, it's all one building now.
Right.
It's just bigger.
Yes. It's still the 2 feet 6 inches from the backyard, which was where the old building was, but he correct. Increased it by adding the length to put the shed attached to the garage.
Yes. Oh, that is it. Shed looks like it's all one building. I couldn't tell from the pencil drawing. Yeah, it's all one. It's just a 40-foot long garage now. And it was like, well, I couldn't tell exactly on Google Earth. It looked like 27 feet. Might have been 28 feet.
Yeah, No, it's more rigor because they have a like ad in the backside. So I don't know how long they add it, but when I bought a house, it's like that.
Yeah, no, the house is built in 1900. There was no zoning until the 1960s. And leaving it there, and like I say, reconstructing the exact same size building in that exact same spot, the zoning officer would have given you a permit for that, because if the building wasn't safe, then absolutely you have to fix it. But if you wanted to add to it, you would have had to come and ask for a variance and show that there was a hardship, that you couldn't put a building anywhere else or couldn't get the storage anywhere else. And you got a permit to put another building someplace else. So there, that was already answered. All right, Jeffrey, you got anything? I just see the top of your head.
Oh, sorry. Right. No, I'm good.
Sam, anything?
No, I think you covered everything. What you did was you just took an existing non-conforming and made it even more non-conforming.
By like 100 square feet or more.
I mean, you went through the process to get the permit. The permit was granted to just rebuild what was already there. The fact that you extended it, then it would go in front of the ZBA. The only reason why you're in front of the ZBA right now is because you went above and beyond what the permit was allotting you to do.
I don't think there was actual permit for this building. This was for a separate shed. Is that right?
Yep. So you hear me?
Yeah, the permit was for a different building. You got no permit at all for this garage, correct?
No, because just fix it up. So that's my mistake, and I'm not getting another permit. So that's why it's my mistake, you know.
Yeah, but the first permit was for a separate building, correct?
Yeah, but when I'm asking the city, they say I can't build it that one. If it's not like now it's the rules is that if it's
8 feet if from it's the back, in the back, if it's side.
Yeah, and I lost too much in my garage. That's why I'm not building that one. So
were you going to take down this old garage and then put the shed up, or just put the shed up and fix the old garage?
Excuse me, I can hear you.
Were you going to leave this old garage and then put a shed in the backyard, or were you going to plan on taking this old garage down and putting a shed in the same place?
No, my garage is there, you know. So it's,
yeah, I know.
It was before, so that just doesn't need to fix everything. So just because it's dangerous, you know, that's what
right. There's not an issue with you replacing it all in the exact same place for a non-conforming building, or even if it was a conforming building, you can rebuild it in the same place. He's going to give you a permit for that every time, but making it bigger, he can't give you a permit because there has to be a hardship for it, not just because you wanted it bigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I gotta not take this. Okay. All right. Anything else you want us to know about this? And it's 2 feet 6 inches, correct?
Yeah, two feet six inches.
All right, because on the application, on the agenda, it says 2.6 feet. It's really 2.5 feet. That's all. I just want to get that correct. All right, anything else? If not, then we'll go to the public portion. Oh, wait, before I do this, did you get the receipts from the post office for the mailing?
To notify it's ready in the city.
Okay, good. She doesn't include it with the package when she sends it to us, but Lisa probably has it.
Yeah, she has it because I give that copy. No. Yeah, you get the copy. She's copied that one.
Okay, that's good. Thanks.
Yep.
All right, we're going to close that. We'll move on to the public portion for the application. Does anybody from the public have anything to say about this application? And we do have one letter that was included. I know I printed it. From a neighbor. It might be Joseph Stiffier. There's no I at the end. Looks like the neighbor, 200 Hawkins Street. He didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, he's like, it's not, he don't have a problem anyway, because it was before the same.
So that was the only thing I had from the public. Is there anybody else from the public on this? Okay. All right. Hearing nobody, we're going to close the public portion. And then now it's the time for the board to talk and say what we want to do. Anybody have anything they want to say about this before we get a motion?
I don't know if there's much more. It seems like it's pretty cut and dry. I think we've hammered out everything we've needed to, right?
I think so. I don't know what the other people feel like.
Yeah, I don't know. Jeffrey, John?
I'm fine.
All right, then I'll take a motion if anybody has one. Or I'll make it. I don't care.
Go ahead.
All right. Get to the first page. All right. I'm going to make a motion regarding 206 Hawkins Street, Derby, appealing the zoning regulation 195-13E7. To reduce the minimum size setback from 8 feet to 2.5 feet. My motion is to deny it due to increased square footage of nonconformity and no hardship due to the fact that a permit was already granted to put a building on there. And that's it.
All right. I will second that.
All right. Discussion on the motion. Hear nothing.
Mr. Chair, did you open the public portion on your agenda? You have public, if anything, yep. From the
public. Yeah, the public portion for the application. And I just read part of the letter that we got from the neighbor. There was nobody else from the public on there.
Okay.
Unless you wanted to say something as the public, because you're the only other person signed in.
No, I'm just multitasking, so I didn't.
I didn't. The only thing I had from the public was the letter from the neighbor.
Okay, sorry.
And that's part of the record anyways. All right. So I have a motion to deny, a second from Sammy. Anything else on the motion? Hearing nothing, I'll take a vote. All those in favor of denying the application, it's an aye, and opposed is an a. So in favor of denying the application.
Aye.
Sammy, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, aye.
Okay. That's all there is. That application is denied. It doesn't meet the requirements for a variance. And this is set up by the state, not us. We follow the rules that they give us. So that's it. I just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right. In favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Mark, we're all set. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll note the time for the adjournment is 6:00.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is 6:55.
Great. Thanks. Have a good night.
You too.